Hello?
Hi, I'm calling for a joint opinion
survey.
I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you a few questions. Georgia opinion survey. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Would you be so kind as to give us a few minutes of your time?
How long will it take?
It's not that long. And we need, more people. This is almost like the end of it for the survey. And what year were you born? That's the first question. What year were you born? We want to make sure that we have everyone group age. I have 1979, okay. Is that correct?
No, 78.
What is it?
78.
78? Okay, thank you. And what is your race? White, black, African-American, American Indian, Asian?
Black, African-American.
Thank you. We need you. That's what we need. We need more. Then no one wants to do it. Everyone now is over a quarter already. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
A who?
A strong or not a strong Democrat?
A strong or not a strong Democrat?
Yes, sir. Do you consider yourself a strong Democrat? You're not a strong Democrat where sometimes you go independent. You're not a real strong Democrat. Or are you a strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Post-college. So college graduate and...
So post-college, so you're going for your master? Or you already got your master?
No, it's not a master's. Like some, you say college graduate and, it's college graduate.
Okay, thank you. Next are some questions about how you think things are going in your community and the country. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat unsatisfied, or very unsatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? Very satisfied, somewhat unsatisfied, very unsatisfied.
That's a very general, broad question right there.
Yeah, it is. But how you feel in general, not just one thing, just in the whole thing, the whole ball of wax.
So you said, am I satisfied?
Very satisfied, somewhat unsatisfied. Of very unsatisfied.
I'll say somewhat. Somewhat unsatisfied.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president? Do you approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. How favorable or unfavorable are your opinions of each of the parliament? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, or 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, neutral, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you have never heard of a person or a group, just let me know. Okay, Brian Kemp, 0 to 10.
All right, so 10 is what? Favorable?
10 is the very warm and favorable, yeah. And 5 is neutral, 0 is very cold and unfavorable, and you can choose any number in between 0 to 10.
Camp, I believe that's what, the Georgia governor?
I believe so, yeah. I'm not sure, though. No, I don't get into the policy. I just do the survey. So I don't, you know. And the reason for that being, because, you know, if I can influence your opinion. So, you know, that's why they tell us not to, you know. But I believe, I think that's who he is, yeah, Brian Kemp.
Okay, so if I think he's favorable or unfavorable with the job that he's doing?
Yeah, how you feel about him? You know, neutral, very cold and unfavorable? Yeah, you know, what he's doing as a governor, I guess he's a governor, I'm not sure. Ken,
okay.
You feel very warm and favorable.
I give him a 2.
Thank you. How about Kamala Harris, the vice president? 0 to 10.
Okay. And I give her an 8.
Thank you. How about Fannie Willis? You know who that is, right? That's the DA.
Yeah. The DA for the...
for what's going on right now in Georgia, yeah.
Yeah. She's doing good. She's working hard. I give her 9.
Thank you. How about Joe Biden, the president?
I give him an 8.
Thank you. How about Donald Trump? 0 to 10.
0.
Okay, thank you. How about Cornel West? 0 to 10.
He gives a 10.
Thank you. Cornel West. How about Democrats in Congress? 0 to 10. What you give them, a Democrat in Congress?
Eight.
Thank you. Move right along. Okay, now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power...
We'll give them a seven.
Okay. Let me go back then. A 7? Okay. Okay, I changed it. Okay, now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all. A 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change and issues matter to you. And you can choose a number between 0 and 10. 0, no power, and 10, a lot of power, or any number in between, how you feel that your vote has power. How many?
For my vote?
Yeah, your vote.
For my vote?
Yeah. How much power do you feel that your vote has to make change and it's just a matter to you? Okay, thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that the black community has to make change and it's just a matter most to their community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change and it's just a matter most to your community. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. How would you describe black political power since 2020? Would you say that it's much more powerful, somewhat more powerful? There's no difference. It is somewhat less powerful. It is much less powerful. The black political power since 2020.
So, if I wasn't black, would you still be asking me that question?
Of course, this is specifically because that's your race. You know, that's different on everybody. Latino, I would say that, you know, for you, Latino, you know.
Okay, I was just curious. Okay, so you're asking this question because I'm black. Okay.
No, not at all. That's the question that you raised. We're asking specifically the people for their community, you know. That's what we concentrate on. We want your opinion from your community.
Okay, got it, okay.
So would you say that it's much more powerful, somewhat more, yeah, for the black community? Would you say that, how would you describe black political power since 2020? Well, you said that it's much more powerful, somewhat more powerful. There's no difference. It is somewhat less powerful. It is much less powerful since 2020.
I'd say about the same.
Okay. Thank you. And now we know it's a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024 general elections for president, Congress, and other state and local offices, using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that you definitely will vote. I'm sorry, 0 means that you will definitely not vote, and 5 means that there's a 50-50 chance you will vote, and a 10 means you definitely will vote in 2024. What number would you give me? 0 to 10.
10. I'm going to vote.
Definitely. Okay, thank you. Will you say that you care a great deal? A little bit, not that much, but you don't care at all. Who is elected president in 2024? A great deal, a little bit, not much, not at all.
A great deal.
Thank you. In November, if the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local offices were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West, another third party candidate? Would you not vote for president, or are you undecided?
Well, I'd like to vote for Cornel West, but I don't think he's going to have enough votes, so I would vote for Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you. Now for something a little different now.
Are we almost done with the questions? Because We're
halfway there, so I'm going to go as quickly as I can, okay? But it's very important that I get this survey for you, because that's what we need. Because see what happens, we get a lot of the white people there, it's over a quarter already. A lot of the Latinos, over a quarter. The only ones that we need right now is the black people. For some reason, they don't want to do it. I don't know why, because it's important, you know? So that's why I need you to hang in there just a little bit, because it's really important.
A lot of people answer your phone calls.
A lot of people don't want to do it. A lot of black people. I don't know why. All the white people did it already. And all the Latinos.
A lot of people don't even answer your phone calls.
The ones that do, I know that the race it is, because it tells me right in the beginning. You know, I still got to ask it, but it tells me. And they don't want to do it. You know, sometimes like you yourself, I got a woman last night. And she was very nice, I talked to her. But most of the time, they don't want to do it. And I don't know why, but anyway. So just hang in there, please.
Okay.
I'm going to go as quickly as I can. Now for something a little different. Has your life gotten better, gotten worse, or stayed about the same since Joe Biden became president? Gotten better, staying about the same, gotten worse?
Same.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each of them on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 is. It definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and a 0 means that it definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Environmental justice, 0 definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priorities, and 10 means definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priorities. Environmental justice. What number would you give me?
Oh, so 10 should be the top priority?
Yes. And 0 means that it should not be. And any number in between.
Okay. So you said environmental?
Environmental justice, what's going on with the pollution or the dog and the weather, everything. Yeah. The environment.
I say 8.
Thank you. How about crime and violence?
Yeah,
zero or ten.
I'll say eight as well.
Thank you. How about criminal justice reform? Zero or ten.
Seven.
Thank you. How about inflation or cost of living? Zero or ten. Should that be a priority?
Yeah, nine.
Nine, thank you. How about voting rights? Zero to ten.
Nine.
Thank you. Gun control, zero to ten.
Yeah, nine. Good luck with that, though.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm going to read you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each of them on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the issue has definitely been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and a 0 means that the issue has definitely not been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. You can use your number between 0 and 10. Environmental justice, 0 to 10. It's the same. It's going to be the same on the bottom. It's just that what I said to you is different. Have they done it? This is what they're saying on this one. Do you think they've done it? 0 or 10. Environmental justice.
So, do I think they have been doing it over the last 2 years?
Yes, exactly. Now, that's it.
What, like Congress, the government as a whole?
The Democrats. The Democrats. We're talking about just Democrats right now. Do you think that?
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
If they have done it, and the other one, I was just saying to you, if that was a top priority for the Democrats. This one is saying, do you think they're doing? But you know, so environmental justice, 0 or 10.
Oh, right, man. I say, I give them like the grade that I give them. I give them like a 5.
Okay, thank you. And how about crime and violence?
I give them like a 4.
Thank you. How about criminal justice reform?
I give them like a 5.
Thank you. How about inflation or cost of living?
You give them a 3.
Thank you. How about voting rights?
Five.
Thank you. How about gun control?
Five.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of laws the Biden administration and Democrats in Congress has passed over the past 3 years. For each law, please tell me if it has impacted or will impact your life a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all. The Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act provides more than $50 billion to extend access to clean drinking water as well as eliminate lead pipes. A great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all.
A great deal.
Thank you. How about the strategy to counter domestic terrorism directed by the Department of Homeland Security to allocate $77 million to state and local partners to combat domestic extremism and increase the screening process to ensure white supremacists don't work for federal, state, and local police departments? A great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all.
So you're saying the question is how much will it like affect my life? What is the
exactly? That's what I'm saying. For each of the law that they're passing, they passed the law. Okay, they already did this for the last 3 years. They've been doing this. Tell me if it has impacted already or will impact your life a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all. The strategy to counter domestic terrorism directed the Department of Homeland Security. Okay. A great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all.
I say a fair amount.
Thank you.
Never know.
In a proclamation on granting pardon for the offense of simple possession of marijuana, President Biden pardoned all prior federal offenses for simple marijuana possession and urged governors to do the same. A great deal, fair amount, not that much, not at all.
Not at all.
Thank you. Okay, now we're almost done. Now I'm going to read you some reasons that Black voters have said are convincing reasons to support the Biden-Harris ticket in 2024. Please rate each reason on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means it is extremely convincing reason to vote in November 2024, and 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in November. You can select any number from 0 to 10. Black Georgians have the power to determine our futures by electing who represents us in government. When it comes to electing our next president in 2024, we have a clear choice. Will we continue to move forward or will we go backwards? Will we fight for a future that includes the right to make decisions about our own health, or will we let politicians who want to destroy our freedom to succeed? The choice is clear. This is our Georgia. This is our time. In 2024, it's up to us to decide our future. 0, not at all convincing. 10, extremely convincing. And number 0 to 10.
Yeah, I didn't understand that. I'm sorry. Yeah, okay. I did. I'm sorry.
Okay. This is what they're saying, right? I'm going to read you some reasons that Black voters have said are convincing reasons to support the Biden-Harris ticket in 2024. And I want you to rate them on a scale of 0 to 10. If you think that is 0 is not at all convincing, and 10 is extremely convincing, or any number in between. And what they're saying, they're saying that Black Georgians have the power to determine our futures by electing who represents us in government. When it comes to electing our next president in 2024, we have a clear choice. Do you understand now what they're saying? Will we continue to move forward or will we go backwards? Will we fight for a future that includes the right to make decisions about our own health, or will we let politicians who want to destroy our freedoms to succeed? The choice is clear. This is our Georgia. This is our time in 2024. It's up to us to decide our future. Is that convincing or no?
Yeah. So you want me to give you 1 to 10 on that?
Yeah, 0 to 10. 0, not at all convincing. Okay. 10, extremely convincing, or any number in between?
I'll give it a 7.
Thank you. Okay, the next one is President Biden's administration has accomplished a lot, but those policies aren't well known because our Republican-controlled state government blocks these federal investments that are supposed to help our communities. Medicaid expansion is a clear example of the Georgia legislature leaving many in need of health care uninsured while hospitals continue to close in our communities. It is time for us to understand the real reason Georgians are not seeing the impact of President Biden's policies. Convincing or not? 0 to 10.
So you got to say that one again.
Okay.
So
sure.
The first, before you said the other one was like a pitch with the message. This one,
I'm reading you both of them. This is what some of the Black voters have said are convincing reasons to support Biden-Harris ticket in 2024. They think that these are convincing reasons. to support them, to vote for them in 2024.
This is another one.
Yeah, this is another one. Right. I read you one. This is the other one. President Biden's administration has accomplished a lot, but those policies aren't well known because our Republican-controlled state government blocks these federal investments that are supposed to help our communities. Medicaid expansion is a clear example of the Georgia legislator leaving many in need of health care and insure while hospitals continue to close in our communities. It is time for us to understand the real reason Georgians are not seeing the impact of President Biden's policies. Is that convincing, 0 or 10?
I give it an 8.
Thank you. Okay. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It is okay if you did. If you did not, but I'd like to ask you, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on the scale 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you. 0 to 10.
So you kind of mumbled there when you said it so fast.
Rate the amount of power that you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change and issues that matter to you.
Okay, you kind of asked me that, but maybe with a few different words, but I feel like it's a 10.
Okay, yeah, well, I did ask you that. That's what it says. Sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their minds. So
okay.
I'm asking you the same question. That, that's what you told me the last time, 10. Okay, so you didn't change your mind. We know that it's a little way off. We know that it's a little way off. But as it stands now, how likely, and this is another question that I asked you already too, how likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local offices? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you definitely will not vote. A 5 means there is a 50-50 chance you will vote. A 10 means you definitely will vote in 2024.
10.
Thank you. Okay. Will you say that you care a great deal, a little bit, not much, or you don't care at all? Who is elected president in 2024? Great deal, a little bit, not much, not wrong. I asked you this already, but this one is exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you. If the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local offices were held today, will you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West, another third-party candidate? Will you not vote for president, or are you undecided?
I'll answer it where I answered it before. I would like to vote for West.
Well,
he would give me no votes.
Just like you said, because I already asked you, the only reason that I'm asking you again, just to see if you have changed your mind and you might say, I'm undecided or I'm going to vote for someone else. But, whatever you feel now, that's what I'm going to write down. Will you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Cornel West, third party candidate? Will not vote for president, undecided?
Biden.
Thank you. How much do you trust each of the following organizations for accurate election information? New Georgia Project, a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
How much do you trust this organizations? New Georgia Project, a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all. For accurate election information.
I don't know it. I don't know this organization.
Oh, okay. And you never heard of New Georgia Project?
The New Georgia Project? No.
Yeah. Okay.
Never.
About People's Agenda. Great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not wrong. Never heard of them.
With the agenda?
People's
Agenda. It sounds kind of familiar, but not to the People's Agenda. I think I might have heard of it, but I don't know a lot about the people's. I might have heard the name before,
right,
but I can't say I've done a lot on the people's agenda. You know, it's a lot of organizations I know about, but, you know, just didn't know a lot about it.
That should ring a bell. Well, maybe you never heard of it, or you heard of, like, you know, not really, like, something that you want to follow or something like that. You know, if you're not
there's
sure.
There's so many organizations out there, so many organizations out there, so many nonprofits out there, mm-hmm. it's so many border organizations out there to keep up with, and some, you know, are a bit more popular than others, some, you know, get more exposure than others,
right.
You know, so it's like, hey, have you heard of this one? Have you heard of that one? And
right.
like, oh, I heard of this one, but I haven't heard of that one. So it's kind of like one of those things, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know. So, you want me to put a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not all, or never heard of them?
If they have, like, a never heard of them, I'll check the, and I've never heard of them block.
Okay.
Like,
yeah, because you really don't know them, so it's like you never heard of them. That's fine. There's a few more. How about Fair Fight? Have you heard of them?
Fair Fight?
Fair Fight, yeah.
Fair Fight Organization. Nope, never heard of them either.
Okay. How about Pro Georgia?
Pro Georgia. Okay, I've heard of that one.
A great deal, a fair amount. How much do you trust Pro Georgia for accurate election information?
I've heard of them, but I don't know them. Now you know I'm from New York, but I live in Arizona, so you know, so I don't know the reputations of these organizations.
Okay, no problem. I just never heard of them. Because
yeah.
if you don't know,
like
them,
living...
it's like you never heard of them,
yeah.
right?
Exactly. You know what I mean? So I used to live in Atlanta, but it's not like I'm living in Atlanta right now, you know.
Okay. How about Black Voters Matter? Will you trust them to for accurate election information? A great deal, a fair amount, not that much, and not at all. I've never heard of them.
I don't know them. Yeah, I never heard of them. Man. You can't just put like black in front of something and think I'm going to automatically support it. No, I'm good.
Okay, no problem. I understand. Local Board of Election. A great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all. The
local board of elections.
Yes.
Yeah, I think every area has a local board of elections.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you trust them for accurate election information? A great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
Yeah, so I'll say a great deal.
Okay, thank you. How about Fair Count? A great deal. If you never heard of it, just tell me, and I just write that. Fair Count.
But it's such an ambiguous name.
I know, right? Fair Count. I like that one. Fair Count. But,
I've never heard of them. Okay. I mean, yeah, it's such an ambiguous name. Yeah, but no, I've never heard of them.
Okay. How about a Secretary of State?
Yeah, everybody has a Secretary of State. Every state has that.
All right. But do you trust the Secretary of State for accurate election information? A great deal, fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
Yeah, so I'll say yes. What is it, fair amount, and what's the other one?
A great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all.
Great deal.
Thank you. Okay. This next few questions are just for statistical purposes only. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as a very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat progressive.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual, straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
Straight.
Thank you. Are you married? I'm married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single, divorced. So whichever one we want to put there.
Okay. Thank you. Are you a parent of, or a guardian of any children under the age of 18? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary laid off, unemployed, retired?
Full-time.
Thank you. Last year, that is 2022, what is your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
$140,000.
Okay, thank you. Finally, we'd like to invite you to become a Georgia knowledge expert. What this means is that we would like your opinion on different topics for the remainder of 2023 through December 2024. During this time, we may invite you to participate in focus groups, take short service by phone, text, or email, invite you to events going on in your community, and or simply remind you of upcoming elections. I said, thank you for serving as a Georgia knowledge expert. We'd like to offer you a $10 Amazon gift card. Would you like to serve as a Georgia knowledge expert? Yes or no?
What expert?
Georgia knowledge expert.
Georgia knowledge expert.
That's what they call it.
And what are you going to do? You going to text me, call me for more surveys?
Yeah, well, it says that we would like to invite you to become a Georgia knowledge expert. And what that means is that we would like your opinion on different topics for the remainder of 2023 through December 2024. During this time, we may invite you to participate in focus groups, take short service by phone, text, or email, invite you to the events going on in your community, and or simply remind you of upcoming elections. And I said, thank you for serving as a Georgia knowledge expert. We'd like to offer you a $10 Amazon gift card. Would you like to serve as a Georgia knowledge expert, yes or no?
But this is out of Georgia. But I'm not in Georgia, so explain that to me. I'm kind of confused. He's saying Georgia. Well, I'm not in Georgia, so how does that work?
Where are you?
I told you, I'm in Arizona.
Oh, man. Jesus Christ.
I've been telling you the whole time.
Oh, man.
I'm from New York, but I'm in Arizona.
I'm surprised. Well, how come? Oh, hold on, let me say something. Wow, that's weird.
I've been telling you a couple times.
So how do you know so much? Yeah, because the survey is from Georgia. I'm calling from Georgia Opinion Survey.
Like, tell me all this Georgia stuff. I was like, dude, I'm from New York.
Oh.
I'm in Arizona. And I was
you don't live in Georgia then?
Not anymore, no.
Oh, you're in
there. I was like, dude, why are you asking all these questions about Georgia? Dude, I don't live in Georgia anymore.
Man, I finished the whole That's something else.
I was like, why are you asking me these questions about Georgia? I'm not in Georgia anymore.
I heard you say that, but we was already almost done when you told me that. Because I was asking you about Georgia from the beginning.
Yeah, I was like, dude, but why are you keep asking me about Georgia, man? I'm not in Georgia. I was like, dude, I'm from New York. My phone number is 917, and I'm in Arizona. I was like, dude, why is everything about Georgia? I was like, dude, I'm not in Georgia, right?
Where are you from in New York? I'm from New York.
Manhattan in the Bronx.
Oh, okay. I was from Rockland. Yeah. I live in Rockland. Rockland County, you ever heard of it? Rockland County, have you ever heard of it? Like, you know.
Yeah, Rockland County, upstate, yeah.
Yeah, upstate, exactly. When I introduced myself, I said, I'm calling from Georgia Opinion Survey. So I thought that you were from Georgia. My bad, man. But we finished up the survey, but it's not going to do any good.
That doesn't mean I can't do it, right? You calling me Georgia? Yeah. I mean, people call all over the United States for stuff. Yeah. Okay.
Right. So if you want to, you can still, because you were born in Georgia?
Nah, born New York City, man, from New York.
Oh, so you moved to Georgia and then to Arizona.
Yeah. I went to college in Georgia. I lived in Georgia for like 10 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you can still be, you know, part of it. I don't see why not, because how they're going to contact you is through your email. You know, you could be in any state for that. You know, if you want to participate.
Hey, I'm
going to
tell him, hey, I did the survey. You know what I'm saying? You got the information. You know what I mean? I don't know if they need to keep calling me for it. I think I'm going to opt out of it because I don't think they need to keep hitting me up for some stuff in Georgia when I'm not in Georgia. So
okay.
I think I'm going to pass
okay.
on any future more surveys.
Okay. No problem.
So thanks, but no thanks.
Okay.
But I
thank
submitted
you.
For this survey though. So
I
thank
did,
you for
you
that.
Okay. We finished. I thank you because we finished it. So
okay.
I mean, you are from Georgia, really. You spent some time there, so you know all about
yeah,
it.
I spent a lot of time. Yeah, I spent a lot of time there. Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you so much, man. And you have a great night. Take care. I appreciate it. New York.
You better work, sir. Take care.
We're both from New York. How about that? Take care, man. Be good.
Yes, sir. You too. Thank you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye.